ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक् सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। वै एम् स्टापिङ्ग् देर्। दट् इस् वेर् द ऋग् मन्त्र एण्ड्स्। Rig, rig is singular word. When you add the word mantra, it is rig mantra. Rig is pronounced as rig when it is followed by the word mantra. Rig mantra. Rig mantra is a mantra from the Rigveda. Is quoted here. The rig mantra begins from where? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Sentence number one. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. There ends the mantra. Brahmana vipaschita iti. There ends the Rig Mantra. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. Saha Ashnute Sarvan Kaman Saha Brahmana Vipaschita Iti. This whole thing is Rig Mantra. And here we are seeing the Bhashyam, or the first section, especially was still the very beginning of the mantra. Last class we understood the analysis of two words, especially the word apnoti, brahma with param apnoti. Just the word apnoti alone was taken. And in the Bhashyam, we understood the meaning of the word apnoti. As a verb, we know very well, apnoti means attains, gains. And so here, the knower of Brahma attains the absolute. The absolute happens to be Brahman itself. The knower of Brahman attains Brahman. Attaining the Brahman is attaining the absolute. Attaining the absolute is attaining the freedom. Therefore, Brahman, the absolute, and freedom are synonymous. They're not different. Because freedom happens to be the very swarupma of the Brahman. Attaining Brahman is attaining the freedom, which is the absolute end. Therefore, the word param implies Brahma, absolute, the absolute, and the freedom. And again, we understood here why the Brahman is implied by the word Brahma. The reality is implied by the word Brahma. We understood that meaning of that word, Brahma. Then apnoti, when I understand, even though apnoti means attains, gains, actually what is implied by the verb attains is knows, knowing. What is meant by the attainment is knowing. Knowing is attaining here. Because the Pura Pakshi, in the form of Pura Pakshi, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary we elaborately understood attainment of Brahman is not possible. The two reasons were given. Why? Brahman is all-pervasive. Sarva Gatatvam Brahmanaha Swarupam. All-pervasiveness. Sarva Gatatvam. All-pervasiveness is the nature of the reality implied by the term Brahma. Again, Brahman being all-pervasive, Brahman obtains as the Swarupam of every individual being. Brahman being also on Swarupam, Brahman being all-pervasive, attainment of Brahman is not possible because attainment is always of something away from oneself, other than oneself. Brahman happens to be one's own Swarupam, being all-pervasive, attainment is not possible. That was the question raised by the Pura Pakshi. The answer was given, yes, attainment of Brahman is not possible. That is true. But still the word apnoti is used because as long as Brahman remains unknown, Brahman is as though unattained. Once Brahman is known, is as though attained. Therefore, the verb attained is attains is used in the place of knowing. And for which Shankara Bhagavatpada's example was the tenth story of the tenth man. The tenth person who excluded himself in counting the group could not arrive at the tenth person. When he could not arrive at the tenth person, as though he has lost the tenth person. But when the other person comes and counts, including him, and when he discovered himself being the tenth person, the discovering the tenth person being one's own self of the group is as though attaining the tenth person. Therefore, this attainment is as though attaining. Knowing is as though attaining. Not knowing is as though having lost. So this much we understood from the previous, the paragraph of the Bhashyam. So hereafter, I made it a point that I'm going to break the Bhashyam into many sentences so that you understand each sentence of the whole commentary. Okay? I'm going to read the portion. Tasya eva, tasya, tasya evam, avidyaya anapta brahmaswarupasya. Correct? Do I read that portion? Okay. Tasya evam, in this manner, avidyaya anapta brahmaswarupasya. Anapta brahmaswarupaha. Please listen to me carefully. I want you to have thorough understanding of each word of the Bhashyam in the class itself. Last class, I was really not in a good shape to do the class. So I was not very happy with the class. Okay. So let us make it clearly here, hereafter. Okay. Anapta brahmaswarupaha means the one for whom the essential nature of the reality Brahman has not yet been attained. Anapta Brahmaswarupaha பிரம்மணா ஸ்வரூபம் ந ஆப்தம் ஏன யஸ்ய சஹ அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா. தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் இக்னரண்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், இக்னரண்ட் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் இஸ் அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா. பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்மணா ஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம், பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் ந ஆப்தம், தி எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் ஹஸ் நாட் இட் பீன் அட்டைன்ட் பை ஹூம் ஃபார் ஹூம் ஹி இஸ் அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா. ஹூ இஸ் அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா? Why a person apta brahma swarupaha? Avidyaya, avidyaya anapta brahma swarupaha. Brahma swarupam has not been attained. Brahma swarupam has been lost as though because of ignorance, avidyaya. அவித்யா அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா பவதி மனுஷ்யா. அ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ ஹஸ் லாஸ்ட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஸ் தோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். ஃபார் சச் எ பர்சன் பிரகிருத சங்கியா பூரணஸ்ய ஆத்மனா பிரகிருத சங்கியா பூரணஸ்ய ஆத்மன அவித்யா அநாப்தஸ்ய சதஹ அன் ஹியர் த டென்த் மேன் த டென்த் பர்சன் Who is in the place of the 10th person? Who is in the place of number 10? Or who fills the place of number 10? For him, the self is, himself was not available. Himself was as though lost, though he is the 10th person. For him, கேனச்சித் ஸ்மாரிதஸ்ய கேனச்சித் ஸ்மாரிதஸ்ய when he was reminded of the 10th person, reminded of 10th person being himself, கேனச்சித் ஸ்மாரிதஸ்ய புனஹ தஸ்யைவ வித்யயா, and because of knowledge of himself being the 10th person, தஸ்யைவ வித்யயா, because of the knowledge of the 10th person being himself, ஆப்திஹி யதா, the 10th person is as though attained. The 10th person is as though attained. The 10th person was never lost. But the 10th person, the person who is supposed to fill the place of the 10th person was as though lost because of the ignorance of himself being this 10th person, the one who was counting. But when kenachit smaritaha, by some passerby, by someone, when he was reminded of himself being that one who fills the 10th place, tasyaiva vidyaya, again, because of the knowledge of the 10th person, me himself, aptihi yatha, attainment of the 10th person is as though, just as attainment of the 10th person, attainment of the person filling the 10th place is as though, tatha, in the same way, shruti upadishtasya, is the last previous class lesson, I'm just completing it, that's all, tatha, in the same way, shruti upadishtasya, shrutya upadishtaha, shruti upadishtaha, சமஸ்தம் பதம் காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட் ஸ்ருத்யா உபதிஷ்ட ஸ்ருதி உபதிஷ்ட ஸ்ருதி உபதிஷ்ட. ஃபார் அ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹஸ் பீன் imparted knowledge by the Shruti, who's taught by the Shruti. Sarvatma Brahmanaha Atmatva Darshanena. Similarly, for the person who is imparted by the Shruti, who is taught by the Shruti, that by the vision of the self as Brahma, Sarvatma Brahmanaha Atmatva Darshanena, by having the vision of the Sarvat, the Brahman, the self of all as one's own self. Vidyaya, by the knowledge, tad aptihi upapadyate eva, attainment of Brahman as though attainment is possible only. Upapadyate eva, it is possible to say that Brahman, attainment of Brahman is, Brahman is as though attained because of the knowledge. In ignorance, the absolute Brahman, absolute reality Brahma, all pervasive reality Brahma, obtaining as one's own self is as though lost in ignorance. And the Brahman being a self is not known, Brahman is as though lost. In the wake of the knowledge of the Brahman being one's own self, Being taught by Shruti means what? When the Upanishadic words are unfolded properly by the teacher, when the Swarupma of the reality obtaining as one's own self is arrived at, that Brahman is, lost Brahman is as though attained. As though lost Brahman is as though attained in the wake of knowledge. This is what is said here in this. This is all previous class lessons. Clear? Okay. Now we are coming to today's class. Okay. Today, what are we going to see here? Now, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. The meaning of that one sentence has been understood. Clearly understood. What is Brahma? Reality is Brahma. The reality is implied by the term Brahma because of its bigness, incomparable bigness. Because it is free from three possible limitations, time, space and object. We understood. Mahattamatva Brahma ityuchyate, we have understood. Okay, we only understood the meaning of the word Brahma. Why reality is implied with the term Brahman alone, we understood. But still we have not yet understood what is the reality implied by the term Brahma. What we have understood now? We only understood why the reality, absolute reality, ultimate truth is implied by the term Brahma. That we understood. What is the reality, we have not yet understood. Okay. The knower of Brahman is Brahman itself. We have to understand, knower of Brahman is Brahma. And the knower of Brahman attains Brahma, attains the absolute, Param. The Param implies Brahma, because Brahman is the absolute. Param implies the absolute end, moksha, freedom. So knower of Brahman attains Brahman. It's the absolute. We understood all this. We understood the meaning of the word apnoti. Even though the verb apnoti means attain, still what is implied by the term is knows. The knower of Brahman knows Brahma, knows what freedom is. Knower of the absolute reality discovers freedom as the very swarupma of Brahma, as one's own self. Okay. Now we move on to the next sentence. What next sentence? Tadesha bhyukta. Until now, we only covered the unfoldment of the one sentence. சூத்திரம் வாக்கியம் ஆர் சூத்திரபூதம் வாக்கியம். பிரீஃப் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் லைக் அன் அஃபாரிசம் இஸ் சூத்திரம் வாக்கியம் ஆர் அ பிரீஃப் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அன் அஃபாரிசம் இஸ் சூத்திரபூதம் வாக்கியம். இட் இஸ் அ பிரீஃப் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் லைக் அன் அஃபாரிசம் பட் profound with its content, pregnant with its meaning. Okay. Now, why it is pregnant with its meaning? We are going to see everything here. Tad yesha abhyukta. The next sentence. Tad yesha abhyukta. Tad yesha abhyukta. Here, தது இஸ் அ தேர்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர் ப்ரோனான் விச் மீன்ஸ் தட் பட் விட் டேக் இட் இன் தி சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் தஸ்மின் விஷயே. தஸ்மின் விஷயே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தஸ்ய வாக்கிய விஷயே, தஸ்ய சூத்திரபூதஸ்ய வாக்கிய விஷயே மீன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் தட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் விச் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அன் அஃபாரிசம். ஸோ தத் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு தஸ்மின் விஷயே, தஸ்மின் விஷயே இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு தஸ்ய வாக்கிய விஷயே, தஸ்ய வாக்கிய விஷயே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ரிகார்டிங் த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அன் அஃபாரிசம், ரிகார்டிங் த பிரீஃப் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். ஏஷா அப்யுக்தா. ஸோ ஏஷா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் தேர்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர் ப்ரோனவுன் ஃபெமினைன் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட் ஏஷா. Why feminine pronoun is used, not yetadu, why not yeshaha, why yesha? Because that yesha refers to arik, arigveda mantra. Arik is a strilinga shabdaha. Yesha refers to a feminine gender word arik. Therefore, yesha, feminine pronoun is used there. Yesha, you can separate the word ruk, esha ruk, abhyukta. Abhi is a prefix, ukta is the past passive participle, so abhyukta is equal to ukta. Esha ruk abhyukta. This, why it said this? Because immediately there is a mantra, ruk mantra follows. This following mantra from Rigveda has been quoted or is quoted, cited. The following mantra from Rigveda is cited regarding this brief statement in the form of aphorism, which is actually a Brahmana Vakyam. A prose sentence, a mantra is cited regarding the sentence of the Taittiriya Upanishad, Yajurveda Upanishad, is actually a Brahmana Upanishad, a prose Upanishad. So, tadu esha abhyukta. So, in the following bhashyam, we are going to see how Shankara Bhagavat Pada clearly brings to light what this means regarding this sutra bhuta vakyam. Regarding this means what? So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains regarding this. Yesha abhyukta. Tad yesha abhyukta, he explains in his following commentary. Okay, why he has to explain? Because the word, the sentence Brahmavid apnoti param, the rig mantra here presents the explanation for us, explanation of the questions rising from this sutra bhutam vakyam. What is Brahma? and the knower of Brahman happens to be Brahma, it cannot be attained. But still it is as though attained. And the what is Param? And where and how one can discover that Brahma? All these possible questions rising from this statement, based on the statement, have to be answered. They are answered by this Rig Mantra. Okay. Again, a very important thing here is in this Rig Mantra, to understand, even though Brahman is simply mentioned, the absolute reality of the whole cosmos, the reality of every individual body, mind, sense complex, the reality of everything that is here is one, that only absolute reality is implied by the term Brahma. And therefore, that reality has been discovered in order to discover freedom as the very nature of the reality. That's fine. But simply, if Brahman is mentioned, what is Brahma? So the Rig Mantra presents the definition. Definition of Brahma. It's called Lakshanam. Definition is Lakshanam. Rig Mantraha Brahmanaha Lakshanam Vadati. Rig Mantra presents the definition of Brahma as what? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is the Brahma Swarupa, Brahmanaha Swarupa Lakshanam. This sentence, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is the Rig Mantra. This mantra presents the definition, that is Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma, direct definition of Brahma, otherwise called Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma. Even if you understand literal meaning, oh, Satyam, existence, Jnanam, knowledge or consciousness or awareness, Anantam, limitlessness or infinitude, existence, consciousness, limitlessness is equal to limitless reality Brahma. Even if you understand the literal meaning, translation of the words, still the reality is not understood as one's own self. This simply understanding the meaning of the words Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma will give us only Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. I mean, Brahman is still Aparoksham. So Brahman is Paroksham, not Aparoksham, Paroksham. Paroksham means what? Brahman is understood as another object. Existence, consciousness, limitlessness is Brahma. This simply knowing the meaning of the definition gives us only Paroksha Brahma Jnanam. Paroksha Jnanam. Brahman will be still like an object, Paroksha Vishayaha. But here important thing is, unless and until this all-pervasive reality obtaining as one's own self is understood, there is no Brahma Jnanam at all. Because there is no way of understanding Brahman as an object. Brahman has to be understood. Brahman is always there as one's own self. Only when this absolute reality Brahman is understood as one's own self, as very content of I, then we can say we have a paroksha Brahma Jnanam, aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. The real freedom is in aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam means what? Discovering Brahman being one's own self is அபரோக்ஷ பிரம்ம ஜானம். ஒன் ஹாஸ் டு அரைவ் அட் தி ரியாலிட்டி இன் டேர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஐம் ரிப்பீட்டிங் சேம் சென்டென்ஸ், புஜ சுவாமிஜிஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ். அரைவிங் அட் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்ம இன் டேர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் is aparoksha brahma jnanam, which is self knowledge. Aparoksha brahma jnanam, brahman is not understood as an object, but brahman can never be understood actually as an object. Brahman is arrived at as one's own self. One takes ownership of the reality as oneself. It is aparoksha brahma jnanam. That is also made very clear in this Rig Mantra. With all this understanding, let us enter into this Bhashyam. So, three factors. What is Brahman? And brahma jnanam is atma jnanam. Atma jnanam is aparoksha brahma jnanam. Brahma Jnanam is Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. And once Brahman is discovered one's own self, then the benefit of that Jnanam is attainment of Brahman as one's own self is discovery of freedom. Okay, all this is explained in this Rig Mantra. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Brahmavit apnoti param, Brahmavida apnoti param. So Brahmavit apnoti param. Do you all follow me now? Correct? Okay. Brahmavit apnoti param, Brahmavida apnoti param. I also want to simultaneously make note of Sanskrit details so the language also is understood. Brahmavit apnoti param, Brahmavidapnoti param. Iti vakyam, vakyam, the sentence, the statement, the knower of Brahman attains the absolute, the Brahman. This vakyam, what is this vakyam? Sutrabhutam. Sutrabhutam. Bhutam means in the form of an aphorism. Brahmavid apnoti param iti vakyam. This sentence, this statement, Brahmavid apnoti param. A brief sentence, a brief statement in the form of an aphorism is profound with its content. Profound with the content. Pregnant with meaning, because It's an essence, it has the essence of the meaning of the entire Brahmananda Valli. How do I say? Sarvasya Valli Arthasya Valyarthasya. Sarvasya Valyarthasya. Valli, valliyaha arthaha valyarthaha. Valli arthaha. Again, samastam padam. Valliyaha arthaha valyarthaha. Meaning of the entire chapter. The meaning of the entire section. Brahmananda Valli. Sarvasya Valyarthasya Sutrabhutam. It is a brief aphoristic statement pregnant with the meaning, the content, the essence of the entire Brahmananda Valli. Sarvasya Valyarthasya Sutrabhutam Vakyam Brahmavid Apnoti Param Iti. If you put the proper prose order, it'll be very nice. Sarvasya Valyarthasya Sutrabhutam Vakyam Brahmavid Apnoti Param Iti. The essence of the entire second chapter, Brahmananda Valli, is in the form of this brief statement, Brahmavid Apnoti Param. Is it clear now? Okay. Next sentence. Next to a long compound. So I'm going to make many small sentences. Brahma vidapnoti param. If you read Bhashyam like this, how many times Shankara Bhagavatpada repeats that one sentence? How can you forget Taittiriya Upanishad? Brahma vidapnoti param. Iti anena vakyena. Brahmavid apnoti param iti anena vakyena ityanena vakyena iti anena vakyena ityanena vakyena. By this sentence, anena vakyena, by this brief statement in the form of an aphorism, presenting the essence of the entire Brahmananda Valli. This statement, Brahmavid Apnoti Param, by this statement, what is revealed? It is said here. What is Brahman? Okay, Brahman. By sentence, Brahman has been simply mentioned. By this statement, Brahmavid Apnoti Param, Brahman only has been, the word Brahman has been introduced. The word Brahman has been simply mentioned. Therefore, what is Brahman? What is that Brahman has to be understood? Therefore, make a note, this whole paragraph is an unfoldment of the sentence Tadesha Bhyukta. The following Rig Mantra has been quoted regarding the Taittiriya Upanishad's statement, Brahmavid Apnoti Param. Why this mantra has been quoted? What is the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra? That is what is Shankara Bhagavatpada explains in his commentary in this portion. If you come down, please come down. See that sentence, long last sentence. Yesha Rik. Please see the same paragraph. This whole long sentence. Come down to the last sentence. Yesha Rik Udahriyate. Do you see this? Have you all found it? Maybe the whole Bhashyam will come down to the things. Come, I show you where exactly it is. Brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena. I'm reading just only once, then I'm going to explain every word. Don't worry. Brahma vidte apnoti param iti anena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa viseshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samarthasya லக்ஷணஸ்ய அபிதானேன ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய அவிசேஷேனச்ச உக்த வேதனஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ வக்ஷ்யமான லக்ஷணஸ்ய விசேஷேன பிரத்யகாத்மதயா அனன்யரூபேண விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம்ச்ச பிரம்மவிதா யத் பரப்பிராப்தி லக்ஷணமுக்தம் சர்வாத்மபாவா சர்வசம்சார தர்ம அதீத பிரம்மஸ்வரூபத்வமேவ ந அன்யத் இதி ஏத பிரதர்ஷனாய ச. ஆஃப்டர் ச ப்ளீஸ் ரீட் தி சென்டென்ஸ். ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ? ஏஷா ரிக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. Have you got it now? Yesha rik udahriyate. Udahriyate. See, udaharati. Ut a harati. Ut is a prefix, a is a prefix. Harati is a verb. Harati, aharati, udaharati. Udaharati, harati snatches. Removes. Aharati takes in. Udaharati cites, quotes. Udaharati quotes, cites. Udahriyate is cited, is quoted. Got it? Udahriyate is quoted. What is quoted? Yesha rik udahriyate. Yesha rik udahriyate. This Rig Mantra is quoted. For what? Kimartam. What is this Rig Mantra quoted for? What is this Rig Mantra cited for? Is explained by Shankaracharya in this portion. Yesha Rig Udahriyate. Kasa. How it is Udahriyate? Tad Yesha Abhyukta Iti. In regarding this, the following Rig Mantra is quoted. Following Rig Mantra has been given. Thus, this Rig Mantra is quoted. Following Rig Mantra is quoted for what? What is the Rig Mantra you have not yet seen? What is the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra is explained now. We have not yet understood the explanation of the Rig Mantra. We are only understanding the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra. Okay. He says, Pradarshanaya. Yesha Rik Pradarshanaya Ahri Udahriyate. This Rig Mantra is quoted for showing, for clarifying. Pradarshanaya, for showing, for clarifying, for revealing, the following mantra is quoted. Rig Mantra is quoted. What the following Rig Mantra? Tade satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman சோஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் சக அஷ்ணுதே பிரம்மணா விபஸ்சிதா இதி. திஸ் ஹோல் ரிக் மந்த்ரா திஸ் கோட்டட் ஃபார் வாட்? ஃபார் ஷோயிங். ஃபார் ஷோயிங் வாட்? சி தட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இஸ் இஸ் சர்வசம்சார தர்ம அதீத பிரம்ம. சர்வசம்சார தர்ம அதீத பிரம்ம ஸ்வரூபத்வமேவ ந அன்யத். அகைன் ஐ ரிப்பீட் இட். கோ பிஃபோர் தட். சர்வாத்மபாவஹா. சர்வாத்மபாவஹா. For showing what is Sarvatma Bhava. This following Rig Mantra is quoted for showing us what is Sarvatma Bhavaha. Sarvatma Bhavaha implies what? Sarvatma Bhavaha means what? Sarvatma Bhavaha means seeing the one's own self being the self of all the beings. Seeing one's own self being the truth of Brahman, being the only truth of all the beings, everything is Sarvatma Bhavaha. First of all, seeing Brahman as one's own self, thereby seeing one's own self being the self of all the beings, the only self of all the beings is Sarvatma Bhavaha. So Sarvatma Bhavaha implies what? Freedom. Sarvatma Bhavaha kaha iti pradarshanaya. Sarvatma Bhavaha kaha iti pradarshanaya. Yesha rik udahriyate. What is Sarvatma Bhavaha? Sarvatma Bhavaha means freedom also. Seeing one's own self being Brahman, thereby seeing, I repeat a sentence, seeing the absolute reality implied with the term Brahman as one's own self, thereby seeing that reality being the only self of all the beings is Sarvatma Bhavaha. In seeing the self being the only self of all the beings, one discovers infinitude being the nature, freedom being one's own nature. Okay. What is Sarvatma Bhavaha? He is explained now. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvameva. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma. Brahman is sarva samsara dharma atitam. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is free from all the dharmas of samsara. Sarva samsara dharmaha. All samsara dharmaha means what? Attributes pertaining to samsara. Attributes of samsara are samsara dharmaha. Birth, birth, death, birth, death, in between, going through changes, going through experience of pairs of opposites, pains and pleasures, and being subject to be born again, going through life of pairs of opposites, continuously being subject to birth and death, and going through the experience of pairs of opposites in between birth and death, all these are samsara dharmaha. And the samsara dharma atitam brahma. Samsara dharma atitam brahma. Brahman is free from all samsara dharmas. Therefore, sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvam eva na anyat. Sarvatma bhavaha, being the self of all the beings, being the truth, the reality, the self of all the beings, is nothing but the very nature of the absolute reality Brahma, which is free from all sarva, all samsara dharmas. What is Sarvatma Bhavaha? Sarvatma Bhavaha is nothing but the very nature of the absolute reality Brahma, which is free from all samsara dharmas. How important it is to understand, isn't it? See, when you seem to have understood already, you may feel bored with this explanation, but people will enjoy it if you really are seeing everything. Okay. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvameva sarva sarvatma bhavaha na anyat. Iti rigmantraha darshayati pradarshayati. Rigmantraha pradarshayati. Pradarshanaya rigmantraha. So rigmantraha is quoted specifically for showing freedom. Sarvatma bhavaha. Being the self of all the beings is the very swarupam, nature of the reality, absolute reality, Brahma, which is free from all samsara dharmas. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvameva sarvatma bhavaha na anyat iti pradarshanaya esha rig udahriyate. Is it clear? Esha rig kimartam udahriyate. First, this is what, okay? This is the third reason. Esha rig kimartam udahriyate. Sarvatma bhavaha brahmanaha swarupameva. Sarvatma bhava iti pradarshanaya. And kidrasham brahma sarva samsara dharma atitam brahma. Sarva samsara dharma atitam brahma. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvameva samsara bhava. Sarvatma bhavaha iti pradarshanaya yesharika udahriyate. This rig is quoted for specifically for revealing, clarifying the fact that sarvatma bhavaha, being the self of all the beings, being the truth of all the body, mind, sense complexes, is the very nature of the absolute reality, Brahma, which is free from all samsara dharmas, such as birth, death, going through the paths of opposites, etc. Is it clear? Okay. Okay. Now, we'll go back to the first sentence now. This is how we have to understand, because you can't, because long compound it is. First, he says, Vedyataya sutritam brahma. Brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena brahma sutritam. Sentence number one. Please go up. First thing now. Brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena. If you are with me, you will enjoy it. Brahmavid apnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritam brahma. Brahmavid apnoti param ityanena vedyataya sutritam brahma. Sentence number one. Sutritam means what? Briefly mentioned. Sutrayati means briefly mentions. Sutrayati is a verb. Sutritam, briefly mentioned. Or simply introduced. Brahma sutritam, absolute reality Brahman, has been mentioned. Are briefly mentioned by this sentence, Pramita Apnoti Param, as what? Vedyataya, as something to be known, as the one having the status of being known. Brahma Vedyataya Sutritam. பிரம்ம வேத்யதையா சூத்திரம். வேத்யதா மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் நோன், டு பி நோன், ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் டு பி நோன் இஸ் வேத்யதா. பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் பீன் மென்ஷன் பை தி சென்டென்ஸ் வித் ஆப்னோட்டி பரம் ஆஸ் சம்திங் டு பி நோன், சம்திங் டு பி டிஸ்கவர்ட், சம்திங் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு பி நோன். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? வேத்யதையா சூத்ரிதம். ஓகே, அந்த பிரம்மா அனிர்தாரித ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்மா. வாட் இஸ் பிரம்மா? பிரம்மன் இஸ் பிரீஃப்லி மென்ஷன்ட் அஸ் சம்திங் டு பி நோன் பை தி சென்டென்ஸ் வித் ஆப்னோதி பரம். நௌ அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்மா, அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்மா, அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிரம்மன் இஸ் தட் the swarupam of which has not yet been ascertained clearly. I make it very clear. Nirdharitam means clearly ascertained, clearly understood. Anirdharitam means not clearly ascertained, unascertained. Anirdharitam means unascertained. ஸ்வரூபம் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் விசேஷ ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சி விசேஷ ஸ்வரூபம் ந நிர்தாரித்தம் யஸ்ய பிரம்மணா தத் பிரம்ம அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்ம. அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்ம, தி பிரம்மன் ஹூஸ் ஸ்பெசிபிக் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் ஹாஸ் நாட் இட் பீன் அசர்டெய்ன்ட் இஸ் அனிர்தாரித்தம் ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்ம. சோ பை தி சென்டென்ஸ் வித் ஆப்னோதி பரம் Brahman is introduced or mentioned simply as something to be known. The swarupam, specific swarupam of which has not yet been ascertained. Is it clear? Anirdharita swarupa visesham Brahma. Is it clear? Okay. And that Brahma, again, punaha kidrusham Brahma. சர்வத்தக வியாவிருத்த ஸ்வரூபம், வியாவிருத்த ஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்ம. சர்வத்தக வியாவிருத்த ஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்ம, பிரம்மன் ஹூஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க் ஃப்ரம் வியாவிருத்த இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் எக்ஸ்க்ளூடட். The swarupam, the essential nature of Brahman is distinct from what? Sarvataha. Sarvataha means from all other objects, from everything else. Sarvataha, again panchami arthe tazal, okay? Sarvataha, from every object, from all others, from everything else, from all the objects. The swarupam, the essential nature of reality Brahman is distinct from all the objects. Okay, now we have to understand. By this sentence, Bhavida apnoti param, Brahman is mentioned as something to be known, and the Brahman, the swarupam of which has not yet been ascertained, the swarupam of which is distinct from all other objects. Is it clear? Okay. Vishesh samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena vishesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena. Abhidanam means simply giving, presenting. Presenting or giving is what abhidanam. Abhidadhati. Abhidadhati gives, presents, mentions. Okay. Abhidanena. Lakshanasya abhidanena. By giving the definition. By giving the definition or by the presentation of the definition. By giving of the definition, by giving lakshanasya abhidanena, definition of what? Definition. Which sort of definition here? Definition of Brahma. This definition is capable of doing what? You said here, Vishesha Samarpana Samarthasya Lakshanasya. See, Visheshana Samarpana Samartham Lakshanam. Kidrusham Lakshanam. Now, this Rig Mantra presents the definition. And which sort of definition? The definition which is Samartham. Samartham Lakshanam. This definition presents lakshanam abhidadhati. Rig mantraha lakshanam abhidadhati. Rig mantra presents a definition. And kidrusham definition, kidrusham lakshanam, the definition which is capable, samartham, the definition is capable. Capable of what? Capable of samarpanam. Capable of revealing, capable of presenting. Samarpanam means presenting again. The Rig Mantra presents the definition which is capable of presenting or revealing. Samarpana samartham lakshanam. Samarpana revealing. Samartham capable. Samarpana samartham lakshanam. Samarpayitam samartham lakshanam. Samarpanaya samartham lakshanam. The definition which is capable of revealing what? Vishesha, the nature. Vishesha does not mean Vishesha swarupam. Vishesha implies swarupam also. Vishesha swarupa samarpana samartham lakshanam. So, Rig Mantra presents a definition which is capable of revealing the essential nature. Vishesha samarpana samartham lakshanam. Vishesha, we can add swarupa. Vishesha swarupa samarpana samartham lakshanam. The definition is capable of revealing the essential, specific essential nature. Okay. Now you can understand nature of what? Nature of Brahma. What is Brahma? Brahman, which is distinct from, the nature of which is distinct from all the objects. The nature of, essential nature of which has not been ascertained. The Brahman which has been briefly mentioned by the statement, Mavidapnoti Param. Have you got it now? Yes. I'm very happy how I'm taking you step by step. Okay. Brahm vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa visheshasya sarvataha vyavrutta swarupa swarupasya vishesha swarupa samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena. I'm going to stop here and again make it very clear. Here, this following Rig Mantra presents the definition which is capable of revealing the essential nature of the absolute reality Brahma, which is the Swarupama, essential nature of which is distinct from all other objects, the essential nature of which has not been ascertained, and the Brahman which has been simply mentioned by the statement Bhavidapnoti Param. Is it clear? Okay. Okay. Now, this month, following Rig Mantra presents the definition fine. By presenting that, what does it want to do? Vishesha swarupa samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena, by presenting such highly capable definition, by presenting the definition, the direct definition, by presenting the direct definition which is capable of revealing the essential nature of Brahma, lakshanasya abhidanena, swarupa nirdharanaya, swarupa nirdharanaya, for the ascertainment of the essential nature, swarupasya nirdharanaya, specifically for the purpose of ascertaining the essential nature, avisheshena cha ukta vedanasya brahmanaha, avisheshena cha ukta vedanasya brahmanaha, Brahman which was simply mentioned without its any specific nature. So for ascertaining the nature of Brahman, we are simply mentioned without any specific specifications. Vakshyamana lakshanasya viseshena, vakshyamana lakshanasya viseshena, pratyagatmataya ananyarupena vigneyatvaya. So, this is not an ordinary definition. The definition is capable of revealing the nature of reality. Fine. But this, for ascertaining the reality, Swarupam of reality, we are simply mentioned. Again, Vakshyamana Lakshanasya Viseshena. Pratyagatmataya ananyarupena vijnayatvaya, vijnayatvaya. Again, this reality Brahman, which has to be known, how? Pratyagatmataya, as one's own self. Of course, இட்ஸ் நாட் சிம்பிளி அண்டர் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அஸ் சத்தியம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஞானம் நாலெட்ஜ் தென் அனந்தம் லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் நோ ஹியர் பிரத்யேகாத்மதயா பிரத்யேகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் தி வெரி கண்டென்ட் த ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் ஐ அனன்யரூபேன ஆஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் செல்ஃப் அனன்யரூபேன ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய ஃபார் நோயிங் தி பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் which is non-separate as one's own essential nature, non-separate from oneself. Ananya rupena, two words, simply the same meaning. Pratyagatmataya, as one's own self. Ananya rupena, not as an object, but as one's own self. For knowing that, Brahman, பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் தென் பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ஷோயிங் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் பிரம்ம விதா யத் பரப்பிராப்தி லட்சணம் உக்தம் பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் எண்ட் in terms of moksha for the knower of brahman which is sarvatma bhavah so attainment of the absolute end paraprapti lakshanam uktam the absolute end in the form of the attainment of moksha for knower of brahman which is what sarvatma bhavah which is seeing the self in the self of all the beings and that self of being self of all the beings is nothing but the very nature of the absolute reality brahma which is free from all samsara dharmas therefore what he wants to say here is this lakshanam is highly capable of revealing the nature of reality and you do not understand the nature of reality as something different from yourself this is capable of revealing the nature of reality obtaining as the nature of one's own self which is one's own self பிரத்யகாத்மதயா அனன்ய ரூபேண விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய ஃபார் நோயிங் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி வித் ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் திஸ் டெஃபினிஷன் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு அரைவ் அட் தி ரியாலிட்டி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் தட் இஸ் ஹவு ஒன் கேன் அட்டைன் தி அப்சல்யூட் எண்ட் மோக்ஷா One can discover the moksha being one's own self. Which is, in discovering that one's own swarupam, one discovers what? One's own self being the self of all the beings, which is sarvatma bhavaha. And sarvatma bhavaha is nothing but swarupam of Brahma. Brahman is one's own self. Absolute reality, Brahma is one's own self. And Brahman is free from all samsara dharmas. And Brahman is the self of all the beings. Brahman being absolute reality is the only self of all the beings. Therefore, this lakshanam, this definition presented by this mantra, the amazing definition that it helps us arrive at the absolute reality, Brahma, in terms of its nature of existence, consciousness and infinitude, obtaining as one's own self, pratyagatmataya ananya rupena, in discovering which one can see one's own self being Brahman, as Brahma, one's own self, is the self of all the beings. Okay, for showing this, understand, for showing this, this rig is quoted. What is this rig quoted for? Is it clear? Okay. I enjoy every word of what I'm saying. Exactly how Swamiji used to unfold, I'm trying to do. Understand? I enjoy every bit of Swamiji's class. Okay, he used to go into the details of grammar and all that. I don't know how the book has come out now. I don't read the book anyway. But still, you know, many classes I heard, isn't it? Okay. It's all for 3 years course students he was doing. I'm doing for regular students. Now I try to take you to that text level. That's why we've already done the text and now we are good redoing it. So, let me make it very clear. Brahmavid apnoti param ityanena vakyena Vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa visheshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupasya. Until then, the words describe the nature of Brahma. Okay? Then, you see the nature of the def. What sort of definition is it? It explained later on. Vishesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidhanena. By the presentation of such a beautiful definition, the direct definition, which is capable of revealing the essential nature of the reality, sarvatma bhavaha, being the sarupa of Brahman, is revealed by the darshan. Sarvatma bhavaha is the sarupa of Brahman. Which Brahma? Brahman which is free from all samsara dharmas. So sarvatma bhavaha is what? Sarvatma bhava is moksha, freedom, paraprapti. Paraprapti, Brahma vidaha yat paraprapti lakshanam uktam. The attainment of the absolute end is mentioned for the knower of Brahman. That paraprapti is in the form of what? Sarvatma bhava, which is the Brahma vidya phalam. So sarvatma bhavaha is the paraprapti, and paraprapti is the Brahma vidya phalam. It's the benefit of the knowledge of Brahma. And what is that Brahma? Brahman, the phalam is possible only if the absolute reality is arrived at in terms of its nature, obtaining as one's own self, one's own essential nature. If you simply read the words, understand the meaning, existence, consciousness and limitlessness, like understanding any other object, then it's only what now? It becomes Brahman, becomes only Paroksham Brahma. Paroksham Brahma. As long as you simply prattle the words Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, I understand Brahma, I know Brahman very well. Brahman is in the form of pure, Brahman is of the nature of pure consciousness. Brahman is nothing but the absolute, abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, existence, and limitlessness. It is like this, what is this? Is only this jnanam is paroksha jnanam of Brahman. As long as one understands Brahman as paroksham Brahma, then there's no jnana prapti, there's no paraprapti. There's no way of attaining the enjoying the benefit of jnana. Real benefit of attainment of benefit of jnanam is only in understanding, arriving at the Brahman, obtaining as pratyagatma. Pratyagatma means what? The reality available for recognition as the very swarupam of the knower I. What is pratyagatma? Reality available for recognition as the swarupam of the knower I is pratyagatma. Only when the reality Brahma is arrived at as in terms of its nature of knowing as the swarupam of the knower I. I'm so clear in saying what I'm saying. The absolute reality can be understood, has to be understood, arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, obtaining as a swarupam of the knower I. Then you can say what? Pratyagatmataya. When you arrive at the reality as pratyagatma, a swarupam of the knower, then what is the distance between the knower and the swarupam? Ananya rupena, not anya rupam, ananya rupena, as non-different from oneself. The reality arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as a swarupam of the knower I, being non-separate from oneself. Then Brahma Vidya Phalam is possible. The benefit of, it's called Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. Aparoksha Jnanam. Brahmanaha Aparoksha Jnanam. Knowing the Brahman as the immediate self. Then Brahma Vidya Phalam is possible. The benefit, attainment of benefit of knowledge is possible. Benefit of knowledge is set for the knower of Brahman in the form of what? Attainment of the absolute end, moksha, which is in the form of what? Sarvatma Bhavaha, being the self of all the beings. And Sarvatma Bhava, it has something to be attained. Again, it is already the Swarupam of Brahman, which is one's own self. Which Brahma? Brahman, which is free from all samsara dharmas. Okay? To show this much. Iti eta pradarshanaya. Yesha rig udahriyate. Is it clear? Okay. Now, I've just read the past Bhashyam part of it. I'm going to make tomorrow, I'll show you what we have to understand the points. Understand from this. Is it clear? Brahma vidapnoti param iti vakyam sutrabhutam sarvasya valyarthasya. Full stop. Brahma vidapnoti param iti anena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa viseshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha swarupasya vishesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena swarupa nirdharanaya avisheshena cha ukta vedanasya brahmanaha vakshyamana lakshanasya visheshena pratyagatmataya ananya rupena vigneyatvaya brahma vidya phalam cha brahma vidaha yat paraprapti lakshanam uktam sa sarvatma bhavaha sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupatvameva na anyat iti etat pradarshanaya cha yesha rik udahriyate tadesha bhyukta iti. The important teaching is what? absolute reality implied by the term Brahma has to be understood in terms of its nature of existence, consciousness, limitlessness, obtaining as the Pratyagatma, the Swarupam of the knower I, comma, arrived at as one's own self, not different from one's own self. Reality is not different from the self. Ananya rupena pratyagatmataya. Two words, very important words. Pratyagatmataya ananya rupena brahma veditavyam. Has to be vigyayatvam, brahma vigyayam. See, brahmanaha vigyayatvam asti. Brahman has the status of having to be arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness, existence, limitlessness, obtaining as the very swarupam of the knower I, which is non-different from oneself. Is it clear? Okay. But we have yet to unfold, isn't it? We have to go through the Drik Drishya Prakriya will be doing again to arrive at it. We will see that what it says, how we can use that methodology and arrive at it again. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.